Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. Thank you for all you've done for us. You may notice that my beautiful bride is up here with me today. And that's because the Holy Spirit wants us to teach this series as a team. Now, we did this in Guatemala quite a bit. The anointing was very strong. We did this at a major church in Chicago where over 3,000 people fell into the Spirit. There's something about corporate prayer, which we're talking a lot about during this session. And, of course, two of my favorite verses are where one puts 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000 to flight, and where two or more agree, it shall be done in the name of Jesus. So putting those verses before, that's why we're here together. This is all about unity. As the title here is Seek the First the Kingdom of God at 633 Part 2, the concept is to unify in a corporate prayer for more victory. Now, if you remember a little bit about what we talked about last time, the Roman soldiers were very good about taking their shields and putting them together. So as the enemy attacked, it was harder to break through the lines. And nobody can argue with the success the Romans had in conquering the major part of the known world at that point in time. Okay? The concept is that as we unify, we become stronger. And what's the other verse? A house divided cannot stand. Well, if you're unified, you will stand strong. And as we do this program together as a team, all of us, it doesn't matter what the distance is in prayer, because we have East Coasters doing it, we have people in the Mountain Time Zone doing it, and the West Coast doing it so far, and we're looking forward to running this as far around the globe as we possibly can. The concept being that if every hour there is prayer going out, supporting everybody, you will develop a force field around you to help protect you from Satan's attacks. And if you ever watch Star Trek, which is my favorite show of the ones, they had a force shield around them. And that shield was up, the ship was impenetrable. We're going to put a spiritual shield around you to protect you from Satan's attacks. Okay? So let's go back to the teaching here. Seek first the kingdom of God at 633. Now Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now this means you still got to do your part and be righteous. You can't seek first God, then be unrighteous. It's not going to work, okay? Everything works together in the kingdom of God. You can't pick and choose what you want. And a lot of people like to do that. Well, I like this part, but I don't like that part, you know, so it doesn't work that way. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, it's basically everything that you're going to need. As we go forward, the challenging times are going to get more challenging. I wish I could give you the fact that it's going to be smooth and easy sailing, but I'm going to tell you something. Take the rose glasses off now, and let's get real. And if for some reason it doesn't come, that's okay. I'd rather us be prepared and not need it, as my wife always says, than need it and not be have it. So we're going to go that route. Okay? Now, 633 is early for a lot of people. Pastor Karen and I usually get up about 3:33 right now, and we stayed up to pray, but we always stop at 6:33 and pray our 6:33 time, because that's when we're seeking first the kingdom of God. We're seeking the kingdom of God at that time because of the corporate anointing, the strength that comes in through that corporate anointing. Okay, the testimonies so far have been excellent, and we've only been doing this for a few weeks.
Yeah, so those of you that are early birds and get up way earlier than 6:33, then if you can also stop at 6:33, and that's when we're praying for ABCers and 6:33ers, because there's some people who are joining us who aren't ABCers yet.
Yep.
They got so excited about it. They got inspired. And we've been ministering when we go to different conferences and stuff to people. And remember that this is where we're going to pray for our church family, our pastors, our leaders, and congregation members at 6:33. So we have our personal prayer time at 3:33, and then we pray for our body of Christ
exactly.
Here in this church at 6:33, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, at 6:33, your time zone, okay? Not Hawaii's time zone. That doesn't count.
Unless you're there.
Yes. But in your time zone, 6:33. So that builds the thing. Now, of course, you know, we'll go through the scriptures real quick. This is based upon Matthew 6:14, be a hearer and doer of a secret charitable deed. pray in secret private place, pray without vain repetitions using affirmations. Affirmations are the word of God. Okay, we're using the word of God as our weapon, as our tool to get things done that we need done. Okay? Pray the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Now remember, pray to forgive from your heart, remove blockages. It's all through the Bible. I'm going to go into details today. If you're in unforgiveness, nothing works for you. The last thing Jesus did on the cross was forgive them, Father, for they know not what they've done. He forgave everybody. And what did Stephen do? He forgave Paul before Paul took on his glorious mission. Okay? We all have to walk in forgiveness. If we don't forgive, our Father in heaven doesn't forgive us. So we need to be forgiven ourselves. I cannot stress this enough. As we've been ministering to tens of thousands of people, I would say 90-plus percent of the problems are bitterness and unforgiveness that they deal with. And once we clear that up, usually the problems all go away. Okay? Prayer and fasting bring secret godly rewards. Lay up treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be full of the light of God. Only serve God, not riches, mammon. Yes, there's a great wealth transfer coming. We'll be getting that one of these days soon. But you have to use it for the kingdom. It's not for you to buy a bunch of yachts and jets and things like that. If you need it for the kingdom, fine. But the bottom line is, the wealth transfer is for you to serve God. Remember that when Joseph was put in charge of Pharaoh, it wasn't because he read the dream. He gave Pharaoh a plan of what to do to save the world. He gave Pharaoh the plan to put the 20% away for 7 years, so he had enough to last the last 7 years. The plan is what did it, but it was for the benefit of the world, not for Joseph. Now, he got benefited, okay? He was able to take care of his family, but the bottom line is when you're doing what you want to do to serve God, that's when God blesses you back, okay? And number 12, have faith. Do not worry by seeking the kingdom of God first. There's no worry here. You seek God first. You start hearing his voice clearly. Now, we hear God's voice pretty clearly. And I have to say, the last few weeks, it's been even more clear. We're not 100% yet. I'm not saying we're there yet. But we're pushing on toward the mark, as Paul said. You know, but the bottom line is, when you are hearing God's voice clearly, you are protected. God will lead you and guide you and protect you. And you won't make any mistakes. And life will get much better. Okay. Karen, why don't you do number two, please?
Okay, so part two, B. Why seek ye first the kingdom of God at 6:33? Because when the devil steps it up more, we need to step it up more. We need to get up early. We need to be with the Lord and seek him and get the answers. And we need to kick the devil's butt and not let him do those attacks against us anymore. We cannot be complacent. We cannot procrastinate. We have to be diligent and overcome, and we need to rise up in our authority and power in Jesus' name. So number one, you should seek first. Just like Pastor James says, it's not, you know, whatever your normality is. No, no, no. We need to, first of all, put God first in our lives. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. And A, Strong's Concordance, G2212, that's where you find it in the concordance. The word seek in the Greek is zeteo, means to find literally or figuratively, to find God, to the kingdom of God, to worship God, go about, desire, endeavor, inquire for, require, and demand what we need from the kingdom of God. And B in Strong's Concordance, G4412, says first in the Greek is proton, which means firstly, in time, place, order, or importance, before, at the beginning, chiefly, first of all. Summary means prioritize. If the first thing we do when we arise is seek God, then everything else we need, he'll give to us. I think that is awesome. So if there are challenges in our life, are there areas in our life we haven't prioritized and given over to God, consecrated to God, and put first? Are we looking at paying our bills first? Are we looking at any of our desires first? Well, maybe it's time that we say, Lord, I want to spend more time with you in the anointing, which breaks what? Every yoke of bondage. If there's anything in our life that is not godly, then it can't come from God. So therefore, we're not doing James 4:7. We're not submitting to God in that area of our life. We're not able to resist the devil then, and then he's not fleeing from us. And because of that, then we are noticing that we're constantly getting barraged and attacked. So what do? Let's go to sleep earlier. Let's really cherish our sleep. You know, God has promised and caused us to have sweet, deep, and we had uninterrupted, rejuvenating, healing sleep. And in the name of Jesus, we awaken, refreshed, restored, and re-energized in Jesus' name. Well, if we're not getting enough sleep, maybe we're not able to hear the voice of God as clearly as we need to because of the challenge of tiredness and sleep deprivation and making mistakes because of it, or thinking something is of God when it's not of God. Let me tell you something. If we are doing something that is contrary to the Word of God, if the Word of God specifically says, do not do that, and the person is doing it, then there's disobedience and they can't be submitted to the Word of God. Therefore, they won't be able to resist the devil in other areas of their life. And then the devil won't flee from them and they'll be attacked. So that's where they will be attacked and lose money, lose sleep, lose their peace, lose their patience, lose their joy, lose their love. And you know what? When they lose their strength and their energy and their tiredness, guess what? It means that the joy of the Lord is not their strength. So they have to repent. We all have to repent and look at our thermostats. What did we learn at ABC foundational teaching? Is look at your thermostats of the fruit of the Spirit, of God's love, joy, peace, patience. Okay, I look at all 9 fruit, but the first 4, if you don't see those first 4 operating, we need to stop, see where we need to confess any sins, or see if there's any fear, repent, renounce, break, and when we confess those sins or deal with unaware sins, then we'll be able to be submitted back under the kingdom of God and resist the devil, and then those things will flee from you. And if you have any kind of emotions that you think it's right, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then you're not right. God does not change. His Word does not change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So sometimes there's a false peace because the devil wants to trick people. But you know what? We're asking everyone to get awake and be alert, just like it says in the Gospels. And so to open the eyes of our understanding and flood it with light, that we're not going to let the devil trick us anymore, right? We're going to be doers of the Word, not just hearers only. Amen?
Amen. Now, let's look at this for a second. Seek first the kingdom of God. What is that parallel to? What's the first commandment? Have no false gods before me, right? So if work is your God, you're out of alignment. If breakfast is your God, you're out of alignment. Seek first the kingdom of God, then do breakfast, then do work, however you like, line that up for. But God is first in your life, okay? This is your.
Okay, so Strong's Concordance in CG5023, the things. All these things will be added to if you seek first the kingdom of God. What are those things? In the Greek, it's tauta, means these things afterward will follow. What things? The things that God wants to increase in your life and give you more, because it says in Strong's Concordance, G4369, added means give more and increase. So what you have need of, God knows He will give that to you in greater degree. Amen?
Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking nor neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. So this goes back to the unity I was just talking about, by being united as a front. This is called the United States of America for a reason. And when the United States of America was founded, it was founded by Christians. I don't care what the naysayers say, I can show you chapter, verse, continuous things where this was founded by Christians as a godly concept. Now, yes, the devil's trying to divide this nation. I get that. That's not what this is about. But the bottom line is, when this nation united, it was undefeatable. When you look at this nation at World War II, we were the best because we were a united front. We put everything into what we had to do to defeat the Axis powers. Okay? I'm calling upon the Christians here to become united so we can defeat the enemy attacking all of our family and all of our friends and everybody who we're trying to get ready to prepare for the end times. Okay? Click here. Okay. Number two. Why be a hearer and doer of a secret charitable deed? Okay, Matthew 6:4. So your Father who sees in secret, he will himself reward you openly. In addition, while praying for others at 6:33, the Holy Spirit may lead you to give charity to someone else in need, as he will lead you to have compassion on the persons or volunteer to help your church. Show your gratitude to God since they minister to you, help you with prayer and support and ministry needs. Okay, when you get up at 6:33, now we're doing here to teach you, okay? We don't go around saying, oh, we get up at 6:33, oh, look at it. That's not the point. We do it. We do it in our prayer time. We do it to bless people. And in doing that, God's rewarding us. We're going to have some real exciting testimonies coming up to verify that. Okay?
Amen. So number three says, pray for others in a private place. That's doing a charitable deed as well, like doing some kindness to someone or for someone without them knowing it, or giving to a charity that we support in the mission field that we have in Africa and other countries in, I think it's Thailand, Burma, those areas, and bless the others in the body of Christ. But also when you get up at 6:33, you're praying and assembling with the body of Christ spiritually together at 6:33. It's so comforting to know that someone is praying for you every day in this manner, and that there's more of us now praying. Of course, the staff, we always pray for all the congregation members, and we've done that for years. And there's many congregation members who intercede for us as their pastors and leaders in their church. But when we all do it at the same time, simultaneously, at the same time, at the same moment, there is exponential power, and it's just awesome. And we're going to show you some of the results so far, some really fantastic testimonies. And so make every effort to get up earlier to spend more time with God. Set your alarm to get up like perhaps like 6:15 or 6:30. To have time to wash your face, brush your teeth, and feel more awake and presentable to be before our God and King. There's something about washing our face that wakes us up, because I don't want to be groggy if God wants to tell me something important and then I kind of miss it because I'm half asleep. I want to be alert and awake, wide awake, so that he could speak to me. It's recommended that you say your morning prayer. It's recommended that when another alarm sounds punctually at 6:33 a.m., be ready to say, Good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And what would you like me to do today? And then you might want to also say, I love you, I praise you, I worship you, and I thank you for all you've done for me. And consider also singing 1 to 2 anointed worship songs so the anointing is stronger. And I would just sit and listen. Just listen to the voice of God during that time. Just see what the Lord may want to say to you, or show you a picture in your mind, or reveal something to you, because we want to have that fellowship. and we want him to lead us and guide us. So also consider doing a mini scenario and pray in tongues, those of us that pray in tongues. So the prayers that you know that are important for the body of Christ, go ahead and pray those and those affirmations in that mini scenario. That mini scenario, Apostle Joshua said, it's like attacking the enemy, like taking a bomb and dropping it on the enemy. So you want to learn how to do those mini scenarios well and do them often during your day, because every aspect of it is coming against the enemy, and it's part of your artillery of a weapon of warfare against the devil. And we pray in English when we know what we need to pray for, and the prayers that are in the Word of God and His promises to remind God of them. And we do affirmations to thank God and to use that as a two-edged sword. But we pray in tongues when we don't know what to pray for. Now, I don't know every need that each one of you have. That's impossible. And the Holy Spirit does. So I'm going to pray in tongues for you, so that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, and He will resolve your challenges, and pray through that problem in tongues through each of us. And we always have a long time of tongues, and we're trying to treasure that hour of praying in Mary tongues, where Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and did nothing but be with Jesus. We want to pray in tongues at least an hour, those of us that can. And if your work week is very challenged, try to do that on your day off, and do, you know, as many minutes as you can of tongues. And if you have to do Martha tongues while you're getting dressed and while you're in a vehicle or cooking or whatever it is, that's okay. But try to edify your spirit, build your spirit up on your most holy faith, and ask the Holy Spirit to use you, that when you speak in tongues at 6:33, that in addition to the prayers and affirmations for ABCers and our pastors and leaders, that He will lead you and guide you to use you, that everything that people need will be done by Him, because He will be praying through you in tongues. Amen.
Okay, now we covet your prayers here at the church. Your prayers bless us a lot, so that we can go on and do the work we need to do for the Lord. And that's for every one of the staff members, Apostle Joshua, Pastor Sarah, Pastor Karen, myself, all of us. You, Deborah, Pastors Dyers, Penny, and Gwen, and Michael, Pastor Michael and Gwen. We all... Pastor Matthew, I said Dyers. And we all need that right now, because we're all facing a lot of battles getting ready for this. Mm-hmm. Okay? This has been a big challenge. But with the big challenge comes the bigger breakthrough. Okay? Now, I'm going to say something now. The Lord told me something today. There's a phrase that goes around where people will say the words, bigger level, bigger devil. Mm-hmm. Stop saying that. Mm-hmm. Okay? Don't give the devil any more strength by saying that, because every part of the devil is under your feet in Jesus Christ. But when somebody says that word, they're thinking that devil has more power. He doesn't. He has no power but to lie and deceive you. And you, by doing this, we will see those lies and deceptions. So please stop giving him any more power in your own mind by saying that phrase, okay?
Yeah, because it's bigger level, it's bigger anointing that God gives us, bigger grace to go through it. Amen?
Okay. So pray for healing, continued health, being debt-free, protection, and prosperity for everybody on the 633 team, okay? And all 633ers, the Holy Spirit helps each of us meet our goals and our needs. And we do this on a daily basis. Every day you make a new goal, and He helps you meet that. Now, days when you're challenged, the Holy Spirit may have you say it for a short while and let you go back to sleep. That's okay. Whatever God leads you to do, you do. This is about obedience to God. It's about discipline and obedience to the big, strong cards that you need to be working in the kingdom of God. Okay? Now, you will find you're ramping up. You'll stay awake for a few minutes longer and longer as the Holy Spirit leads you to, depending on how much time you need to get ready for your day and be on time for your commitments. Okay? The Lord will lead you on this. Trust me. The results are worth the effort. Now, I used to like to lift weights, okay? But I didn't lift weights because I liked to lift weights. I liked weights because I wanted to get stronger. And the stronger I got, the easier it was for me to go in the gym and lift more weights. As you do this, you'll find it's easier for you to find your times when you need to do this. We'll start at 6:33. Some people do a long period at a certain time. That's great. Others will break it up into segments throughout the day, however the Lord leads you and guides you. But it doesn't matter. If you're listening to the Lord, that's what really matters, okay?
But our goal, because Jesus said, could you not pray with me 1 hour when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? So goal, pray for an hour earlier than, that's a typo, than your normal time by going to sleep earlier, okay? Expect to overcome your challenges and see victories happen quicker because we're all united together in corporate prayer at 6:33.
Now think about this. People have been challenged for things for years. And now because there's a corporate attack on it, they're getting their results immediately. I'm sure all of you are facing similar challenges, and you need the immediate results. You want it now. Let's be honest. The end times are around the corner. We haven't got time to drag this out. We need victories now to set us up to be prepared for the challenging times ahead. Okay?
And as we do this series, we're going to go through each topic in detail so that we'll really be ready so that whenever the devil strikes, it will be an automatic response. And can you show them when someone's attacking you instead of letting them punch you in the face what you learned?
In martial arts?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's two things you do. One thing is, if someone throws a punch, you can block the punch. That's great. But you still may get your arm hurt or something like that. But the best thing to do is when a punch comes at you is to turn and the punch goes right beside you. There's no harm, no foul to you in any way, shape, or form. You're also in a very better position to counterattack back on the same way. So doing this, as the devil, you see the attack come, it will miss you. You'll be able to stop the devil with your words, as we've taught you here at ABC. We got through the different schools here. They're all online now. You know, if you need help, we'll help you get to where you need to go that. But you need to know the words to stop the devil, but also defend yourself from the devil at the same time. Okay?
Now, we have found, since we've been getting up at 3:33 for a very, very long time, and we saturate in the anointing, and then we're including 6:33 in our time period, specifically focused for ABCers and ABC Church, the anointing and the strength of it has grown in us so greatly that we were at another conference, and there was this lady, and she found out we were pastors, and she's Christian, and she asked, could we pray for her after the dinner? And so we went to a private area where we prayed for her, and she needed healing, and she was healed instantly. And she had another prayer request that was really, really big, and she said, it cannot be completed according to the policies of that company for 5 days. And so we prayed, and we found out she's a tither. And Pastor James did ask if she had ever missed or skipped a tithe or inadvertently. She said she did. And so he led her in a repentance prayer and then led her in the tithers' rights power prayer. And after he led her in that prayer, you could see, like, her whole countenance change, and we saw in the spirit realm that an oppression had left her. And so we just said, okay, Lord, we thank you that we send the angels of God to hasten to and complete and activate and perform your word in Jesus' name over this prayer request. So it was the end of the evening, so we all decided to go up in the elevator. We were in the hotel, and, we got to our room, and she texted me. It must have been 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And while she was in the elevator, she got her request approved. That usually takes 5 days. 5 minutes after she prayed. And I believe that the 6:33ers, there's this corporate anointing is accelerating all of the prayers, even that we're praying for other people. Mm-hmm. Then there was this other lady that we prayed for.
Now, wait a minute. Stop. The second part of this miracle here is that this happened about 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's true.
Long after the people who were supposed to do this thing had gone home.
Yeah, because they're normal 9 to 5 business hours.
Right.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was
so somehow this was released for her supernaturally.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, just like Pastor James said a couple weeks ago, that this laptop is a miracle.
Yep.
That when we went on a trip, it was in our carry-on bag. They decided to open up all of our bags. They put it on a counter in front of us, but way over there, and we could see them going through it or whatever. But they wanted to look at the briefcase with the laptop in it again. But somehow they took it in a back area where nobody could see them. And they delayed so long that we almost were going to miss boarding our flight. So when we got all our bags back, we had to run, literally run, to the gate. They had no time to review anything. And we found out that when we got to our destination that our laptop was not there. And so, to make a long story short, we filed a claim against TSA saying that our laptop was either lost or missing or stolen, and by the TSA agents. And we don't know what happened, and, you know, could you please look for it? And we also notified our insurance company. And we kept confessing and affirming our tithers' rights prayers,
mm-hmm.
and thanking God that he rebuked the devourer from us. And a month later, he looks at the email, and it says, come pick your laptop up at LAX.
Yeah, and when we got there, the guy says, basically, I have no idea how this got here. Just showed up one day.
Yeah, there's only two workers in that office. They open and close every night. He closed up. The next morning when he opened up, it was there.
So praise the Lord.
Called us. It was a miracle. So thank you, Jesus. See, 633 is working. And so this other gal, she needed a prayer for something that normally may not happen for a long time. Maybe, you know, 6 months to a year, or, you know, at least, you know, a couple months or more. But I know a lot of people that takes them a long time to find what the request was. And after Pastor James prayed for her, she said, thank you. No one has really asked, you know, what can they do to pray for her, because she's a minister and she usually is asked to pray for other people. No one ever hardly asks her, how can we bless you and pray for you? But he did. And she said, for 30 years of ministry, no one has asked her, could they pray for her? So Pastor James prayed for her, and that was the prayer request. And then a couple days later, she said to him, 3 hours later, her prayer was answered.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was just like a God thing. So praise the Lord. See how many prayers are being answered because of the 633 corporate anointing. And so here's another one. Now, these are all ABCers' testimonies, and we're not going to say their names because we want to give glory to God. And I'm going to read this email, and I'm adapting it a little bit. It says, my testimony is about seeing guidance from the available resources at ABC. I was experiencing some health challenges, and I reached out to Pastora Karen and Pastor James for spiritual guidance and prayer. Pastora Karen and Pastor James prayed with me. And in our praying time, Pastor James asked if I had any unforgiveness in my heart. I took a moment to think and ask God if there is anyone that I'm holding unforgiveness in my heart. And God revealed to me that I had not forgiven one of my family members that I trusted with money. Pastora Karen and Pastor James prayed with me, and I forgave that family member and released her from my heart. About a couple weeks later, I went on vacation and saw that family member, and the relationship between she and I was so different from all the other times we've interacted. I felt at peace, and we were able to communicate with each other on a level that we had never communicated before. I felt such peace and calm that she had never felt before. Forgiving someone and releasing them from your heart brings such peace, and I have Pastora Karen, Pastor James, Apostle Joshua, Pastora Sarah, and all the wonderful ABC family to thank. My heartfelt thanks to each and every one for allowing me in the fold. I love each and every one, and may God's rich blessings be upon everyone. And while she was on vacation, we had started the 633, and when she had seen this person before, even though she said the forgiveness prayer, there was a lot of tension, and they couldn't even talk to each other, and it was very uncomfortable. And this time, she really could release it and let it go and be a blessing as a light to this person who needs more of Jesus. Isn't that awesome? I think that's awesome. So, Apostle Joshua and Pastor Sarah also ministered to her, and so it was really a blessing. Amen?
Amen. Okay. So another ABC here had a big challenge with an enormous business deal. This person already had many miracles getting over each hurdle within specified times of these contracts, but at the end was lacking what she needed to complete the terms of the contract. The entire deal was challenged to be in jeopardy, losing the whole investment. After decreeing tithers' rights, challenged and having 633 prayer support, God made a way that is not usual and, to our knowledge, has not been done before. Jehovah Sabaoth showed up, and with them for bad, turned out for good. The ABC was given credit a long extension, and Lord provided the needed funding as an investor has suddenly appeared. We're talking about really big numbers here. And on the last day, the really big numbers showed up. God is never late. But this person had to stand in faith and not waver, and we prayed with this person and believed that it would work, and it did, in Jesus' name.
And so we thank God for the prayer support at 633, that when you're praying in tongues, you didn't know you were covering these items. But God did, and praise the Lord, okay? Hallelujah. So each of us get the credit for that, all of you, and those that couldn't wake up at 633, and you're ramping up there, even though you're praying for our church, and it wasn't 633, you still get credit for that, too. And we said some of you who really have a hard time getting up in the morning or don't have enough time to get to work, well, a couple of you can do it at 6:33 p.m., okay? All right, here's another testimony. My two great-granddaughters, a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old, almost 5-year-old, love to watch ABC church services, starting them early. They started worshiping before they could walk. Isn't that a great legacy this great-grandma's doing? A few weeks ago, the girls and I were dancing to the Lord in worship during a Wednesday night Overcomer Zoom service. And Pastor James started his teaching, and he asked all of us to repeat after him. Now, this is a 6-year-old and almost 5-year-old. They never miss repeating a word of his prayers. And then he asked us to pray in tongues. And during that time, Emmy was gifted with her heavenly language. And it was so exciting. Now, the reason I asked the girls to come on Zoom was because Kinley had received her tongues some few weeks before, the older one. And she was supposed
older.
To give...
6 years old, older?
6 years old.
Well, there's something wrong with that concept. I can't get that young.
And she was supposed to give her
the
testimony.
Older one is 6 years old, yeah.
How God gave her tongues. But now, Emmy, her younger sister, could give that testimony, too. I know those girls are jumping up and down because they're hearing, because they watched the service, you know. Hallelujah. And I so praise God that Emmy got her tongues, too. And so... those of you ABCers who don't speak in tongue yet and want to, call us or just come Wednesday nights. All they did was listen. They prayed the prayer and they got it. Okay, so the girls were used to great-grandma praying in tongues, but Emmy just sang along with her making up words. So when Pastor James asked to pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit actually fell on her. Pastora Karen noticed this and texted me and asked if Emmy was praying in tongues, and I said, yes, I noticed it too. So this great-grandma was very blessed to experience these beautiful anointings. These are very special times in our lives, and we will never forget, and we give glory to God. And I've been blessed, this is still the great-grandma, by God to have a spiritual son in the Lord. His name is Samuel, and he lives in Uganda, Africa. I've known him since 2016. He was raised in an orphanage and kept telling God as a young child that he wanted to care for children like himself that didn't have any father or mother. And God granted him his prayer, and now he cares and helps feed 44 children as if they were his own. They have many challenges, but our loving God provides according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. He has now started evangelizing in his community, and many souls have found Jesus. Samuel messaged me 2 weeks ago, this is the great-grandma talking, and mentioned he was challenged with the flu and a runny nose. I recommended doing affirmations that ABC teaches, and he agreed. He messaged this great-grandma back the next morning and told her and testified that all his symptoms had gone the night before he went to bed. Praise God! So ABC teachings, she says, are going all around the world, and God is showing his glory, hallelujah, and now we're going to invite him to be a 633-er. Amen? Hallelujah. But that's a result of your 633 prayers. She specifically said she believes that praying at 633 had helped her to be able to minister to him to this point where he now really has accepted ABC teachings, and he's coming into the sheepfold.
Praise the Lord.
Is that exciting?
Praise
so,
the Lord.
So, hey, everybody, all you ABCers that are praying for ABC Church, God is giving you reward for this. Amen?
Okay, praise the Lord. It's so exciting to hear things working. We went through a challenging time during the pandemic where it seemed like it was just a challenge of depression over everybody and one thing after another. But, you know, God has given us breakthrough now. And I feel like it's Joseph coming out of the prison. It's time for everything to start just turn around and going our way. We've paid our dues. We've done our job. We've gotten serious about this. We are all seeking Lord together right now. And he is rewarding us for what we're doing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I have one more testimony to share. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, well, another ABCer has been very faithful to get up earlier than normal and be part of the 633 group, and been seeing tremendous healings and things that were challenging to overcome because of the prayer support. But one night was really attacked with a lot of pain and didn't sleep very much, and this person actually said, I joined you at 3:33 because I was already up. So she was joining with us and actually texted. And by 6:33, when everybody else joined in, she was able to go back to sleep.
Yep.
And have a really good deep sleep and wake up refreshed. And the Lord's healing is showing up in her life. So that's exciting.
Great.
Amen.
Now, testimonies mean it's your turn.
You get a test.
You got a test. You get a testimony.
Right.
It's your turn. I want to hear the victories. The unity, the camaraderie that's coming out through this is off the charts. And it is just so exciting to see what God is doing. It's not Pastor Karen and me. This is a Spirit-led movement that's going through. And we're very, very excited to see where this is going to go in Jesus' name.
Amen. We have an East Coaster that just told us that he gets up at 5 a.m., and has to get out the door to work, but couldn't get the 6:33 in on his time zone. So at 9:33, he knew it was our time zone and joined us.
That's right.
And that still counts.
Whatever works, you know. God works out. Whatever God tells you to do. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. So let me encourage you. Encourage you to just keep pushing through. Yes, it's a challenge. I don't find the word easy in the Bible. But it's doable, and we do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's do a USP together. Repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am not aware.
I am not aware.
Of any sins.
Of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Now repeat this prayer with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
According to 1 Corinthians.
According to 1 Corinthians.
11:23-24.
11:23-24.
I take this body.
I take this body.
And eat this bread.
And eat this bread.
In doing so.
In doing so.
I agree and receive.
I agree and receive.
That I have been healed.
That I have been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
And to the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Take this now in your name, Jesus. Pastor Karen, would you do the blood?
So, repeat this with me, please. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take this cup of blessing.
I take this cup of blessing.
And I agree and I receive.
And I agree and I receive.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord.
That the Holy Spirit.
That the Holy Spirit.
Who dwells in me.
Who dwells in me.
Quickens.
Quickens.
My mortal body.
My mortal body.
And restores it.
Restores it.
To the life of God.
To the life of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let's drink this blood.
And I agree and receive blessing. In Jesus' name.